Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting third. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dante Bichette. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Wegman. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting second. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Al Newman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Alan Anderson. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Molitor is hit by the pitch. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Molitor. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to third. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Puckett throws the ball into Gagne who tags Vaughn trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Molitor scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Yount hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gagne hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Mack is hit by the pitch. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mack moves to second. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mack moves to third. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mack tags and scores. Two outs. It's Brewers, 2, Twins, 2. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pagliarulo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bichette hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Brewers. Jim Gantner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Dempsey hits a line drive into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sviem strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Munoz takes first base on ball 4. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. 2 outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Newman hits a line drive beyond second. Randolph can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Molitor is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Molitor strikes out. 1 out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Randolph is 0-for-1 in the game. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Munoz who is chasing the ball. Vaughn reaches third base with a triple. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a line drive beyond second. Newman can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Vaughn scores. It's 4-2, Brewers. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Stubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Stubbs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Munoz. Stubbs reaches second base with a double. Yount goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Brewers. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Bichette is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bichette is walked intentionally. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mack is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mack hits a pop-up towards first. Stubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chili Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins too. The Brewers will come to bat. Carl Willis now pitching. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sviem is 0 for 1 in the game. Sviem hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bryan Harper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Harper is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviem scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pagliarulo is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Pagliarulo reaches second base with a double. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Munoz hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wegman, and towards Sviem, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Willie Randolph batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Randolph is 0 for 2 in the game. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a line drive for a single. Randolph moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Yount is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Franklin Stubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stubbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stubbs hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Newman catches it and throws to first to double up Vaughn. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Newman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops it up and throws to first, with Wegman covering, for the out. 1 out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gagne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gagne hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Shane Mack batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a pop-up towards short. Sviem settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bichette is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dempsey hits a line drive towards first. Larkin catches it and steps on first to double up Gantner. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Darren Holmes now pitching. Chili Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svium scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Pagliarulo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pagliarulo hits a line drive beyond first. Stubbs can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Munoz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Munoz hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sviam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sviam hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Puckett. Sviam reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sviam moves to third. One out. Terry Leach now pitching. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Randolph is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Randolph hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Sviam scores. It's 6-2. Brewers. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Vaughn is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. Randolph moves to second. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Newman. Randolph moves to third. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Stubbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stubbs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 0-for-2 in the game. Larkin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Newman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Larkin moves to second. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gagne is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gagne strikes out. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mack hits a line drive into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bichette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bichette hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Dempsey is 0-for-3 in the game. Dempsey hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a line drive towards first. Stubbs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a line drive into left field. Vaughn picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Vaughn. Harper moves to third. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarulo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sviam is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sviam takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Molitor hits a line drive beyond short. Gagne can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Sviam moves to second. Bill Spears pinch runs for Paul Molitor. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Randolph is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Randolph takes first base on ball 4. Sviam moves to third. Spears moves to second. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Vaughn strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton now playing left field. Pedro Munoz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Munoz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Munoz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Brewers. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Newman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bush hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.